This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Golden Rule Academy, K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597. Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
When there are things in your life that can't make the trip into your new season, God brings those things to an end. Come on, amen. Not because he doesn't love you or he doesn't love Moses, but it's because he has a greater victory for you than you ever thought possible. He's taking you to a new dimension. He's taking you to a new level. Sometimes we just don't want to let go because we get comfortable. This is where God's called me. How about no? Matter of fact, I can almost tell you for a certainty at the point of your comfort is usually about the time God's getting ready to move you somewhere else. The moment you say, I can finally sit down and relax, this is where God's got me. No. Big mistake. Exodus 15:17 says, he brought them out in order to bring them in. He brought them out in order to bring them in. In other words, his plan from the beginning was to bring them in and plant them in the land of their inheritance. So when you and I got issues in our life, when we got issues, old relationships, bad relationships, habits, we got old memories that are holding us back. We got all kinds of things that we've carried in our lives that just kind of keep us where we are from previous seasons and things that we're holding on to and things we're trying to get back to me. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, they cannot and they will not make the trip into your new season. Amen. They will keep you in your old season. And God's saying it's a new day. Ready or not, here we go. Come on, somebody. Ready or not, here we go. Jesus. That's why you can't revive all that stuff. Because it's not in your new day. Listen, you can take the memory of Moses. You just can't take the memorabilia. Come on. You can remember him, but don't take the poster.
Oh, I remember the manna. The wilderness with Moses. Oh, those were good times. We weren't being hunted and killed by giants.
Come on, amen. You know what we call that in the drug world? Euphoric recall. You've been clean and sober for 3 or 4 years, and you think back to all the way, oh, it felt so good when I was doing cocaine. Oh, man, I love getting high. Yeah, well, what about all the hell that you put everybody through and all the hell your life was and you got down to 80 pounds and sores all over your body and you dying and you were in prison? What, did you miss any of that?
Nope.
That's your Fort Recall. We try to remember. We only remember the good stuff. We don't remember all the bondage. What's wrong with us? We need Jesus.
Amen.
Come on, amen. Oh, Jesus, help us. I think some of y'all are just starting to get that. God said to the children of Israel, it's not enough for you just to hang out in the wilderness and have a good church. That's not enough. When I intended for you to inherit the land. When I intended for you to conquer. And be not just conquerors, but more than conquerors. Amen? Amen. Amen. I've intended for you to transform cities and communities and neighborhoods. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, it's not enough for you and I to sit here week after week just for a good church service when God has called Truth Church to transform a city. I hope you're hearing me this morning. He's called us to reach a community. God's called this church to reach the world. Right here at 3891 Edwards Road. To influence around the world. I believe that with all my heart. I wouldn't be standing up here. I believe it. You say, look around here. Man, what are you, crazy pastor? Look at us. We ain't even, we this place ain't even full. I don't care. I know what God said. I know what God said. Amen. So if that's the mandate on the life of this church, then I believe we shouldn't just settle for a church with just good church services. I believe he's calling us to rise up and to enter into places with new containers and build new formats and have new strategies and launch into new seasons with excitement, launch into new seasons and teamwork, launch into new seasons organized and ready to go out and give the devil a black eye and reclaim some of the things that he's stolen from this community. Praise the Lord. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. It's a process. You might say process. It's a process. Every promise has a process. Every dream has a process. You have to work through something. Most people fall in love with the promise, but they don't fall in love with the process. Most people like the idea of the dream, but they don't want to go they don't want to do what it takes to get to the dream. Amen. They fall in love with change because they can always say, "Well, that's cool. That's a great idea. I really like that." They said, "I'm going to do this." They said, "I got a word of prophecy. I'm going to." But when it comes to the time of the process, I don't know. I think I misheard God. I really think God just wants me to work a job and come to church on Sunday. No. That's you trying to cop out. That's you running from the call of God on your life. Come on, amen. You got to be processed. God wants to process you through it. God wants you to work through the transition of your life. How many believe in here this morning that God has a promise over your life? Can I see your hand?
Amen.
Everybody in here believe that God has got a promise over your life? Oh, Jesus. If God has a promise over your life, then there's a process to the promise. You have to embrace the process if you want it to become a reality. Amen? Is there anybody here committed this morning to the process? About half of the hands went up that time. Because that's the hard part. We all believe we have a promise, but we're not all committed to the process of what it's going to take to get to the promise. Let me just tell you this. The idea of the promise is great, but it won't carry you through the tough times. Unless you go through the transition, unless you go through the process, you won't have what it takes to stand when the storms of life come. You'll fall apart, and you won't make it. It's like Joyce Meyer says, you're pruned if you do, and you're pruned if you don't. Might as well do it and get pruned. Come on, amen. Now, the key to understanding this passage is in the verse 3. It says, every place the sole of your foot treads upon, I have given you. Every place the sole of my foot treads upon, God has given to me. Now watch closely. That word given right there literally means this. It means assigned or an assignment. Or it means bestowed as an assignment. In other words, my destiny is not just a feel-good place. My destiny is not just getting to Magic Kingdom. My destiny is an assignment on my life. God has made that an assignment. And when God says, I'm going to bring you into a new season or the land of your promise, it means he's going to require something from you. He's going to require management. He's going to require strategy. And he's going to require diligence. Management, strategy, and diligence is going to be required out of your life. Every place your foot steps on, he says, I have assigned to you. And it will require management and diligence, come on somebody, and strategy. That's what it's going to require. I remember sitting over in the pastor's office in 1995 with Pastor Jay, and I looked out the window and I looked back at him, and the Spirit of the Lord said to me, this is going to be your assignment one day. And I pushed it out of my head. I said, that's ridiculous. That's me dreaming way too big. Barely married for 2 years, sitting in his office trying to get him to book a rally for a drug rehab that I was working at. And he said, and the Lord spoke. He said, this is going to be your assignment one day. Come on, every place, the sole of your feet. I mean, you're assigned to this place.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Here's what I come to say to somebody. When God puts a promise out in front of you, when God says to you, I'm going to restore your marriage, or I'm going to get you out of debt, watch this. He removes the options of whether it will work out or not work out in your life. You have to walk in faith. You don't have the option to change your mind anymore. It's an assignment. Come on, somebody say it's an assignment. When God says, I'm going to give you a promise, I'm going to pay off your house and pay off your car, I'm going to get you out of debt. And you can go jump, shake your hanky, run up and down, praise the Lord, faint on the floor if you want to. But you have to understand that it's an assignment of God. You don't have the option of not walking it out anymore. And you're going to be required to manage it. You're going to be required to have strategy. And you're going to be required to be diligent. Amen?
Amen?
In order for it to come to pass. It will not come to pass any other way. That way you can make the shift if you're willing to work the process. And if we're going to make the shift and receive the benefits of our assignment, we have to position ourselves for the future. Amen? Watch this. I've told you this before. You will never change what you're willing to tolerate. You'll never change what you're willing to tolerate. If you're content to be in debt, you'll stay in debt. If you're content to have four happy days and three sad days, you'll never have a happy week. Come on, amen. Because you never seek to change what you're willing to tolerate. You just live with it. That's why some of us don't need a devil. We do it to ourselves. Now, there is a devil, and he is out to get you, but some of us don't need him. Some of us are self-employed devils. We take care of our own issues. We don't need the devil to do us in. We do ourselves in. Amen? Because we keep allowing junk in our life and we keep tolerating the junk. We keep putting up with it. And we're never willing to change. We're never willing to work through the process. You can't complain about what you permit. Don't fuss about the house needing paint. You walk around the house for 2 years. Man, this house needs to be painted. Go down to Home Depot, get 5 gallons of paint and a brush. You walk out, man, this garage is a mess. Complain about it for a month. Take 3 hours and clean it up. Jesus. I mean, we do that in our spiritual life. Well, I just don't know why. I don't know God very well. Well, get your sorry butt up out of the bed 30 minutes early and read your Bible every day. See, he called me a sorry bud. I'm just telling you the truth. Don't complain. If God's not speaking to you, don't complain about it. Work the process. Change what you're doing. Transition into what it's going to take to have that kind of relationship with God that you desire. Don't complain about it. Well, God don't love me. Well, somebody's lied to you. Come on, amen. Spend some time in prayer. Pastor, I didn't come to church to hear all this today. Well, I'm sorry. It's all I got. Why? Because we're not willing to change what we tolerate. And let me tell you something else. One of the reasons why we keep bumping up against things that agitate us, it's because of our friends and our family. They create comfort for us. Come on. They create comfort for us, especially husbands and wives. Honey, I'm tired. I don't feel like going to church. Oh, I know you worked hard. You just stay in the bed. No, don't do that. It's your husband. You need to say, get out of that bed. We're going to go worship Jesus today. What's the matter with you? This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to go without you, but I'd rather go with you. We talk ourselves out of doing what we know is right. Oh, Jesus. It's your enemies that create movement, but your friends that create comfort. And so sometimes God removes those support systems out of our life so we'll finally get to a place where we'll just get sick and tired of being sick and tired. Oh, Jesus. And one day you'll wake up and you'll say, you know what, I'm so tired of living like a caterpillar So tired of moving slow through the dirt, never getting nowhere, just eating this leaves and living in the same place all the time, doing the same thing all the time. And God says, I want to transition you into something more beautiful. It's time to stop crawling around. It's time to fly. But you're going to have to go through the process in order to possess your assignment. You're going to have to go through the process. Come on, somebody help me today. Amen. Come on. How many of you recognize that a lot of times we approach our assignments in life so emotionally? That's what we do. So emotionally and in the flesh. Yes, that's right. I said the flesh. I realize that's an old Pentecostal term from when I grew up. Nobody wants to talk about the flesh anymore. But that's so indicative of this generation that we live in. We're so emotional. Oh, you offended me. Do you know as a Christian, you don't have a right to be offended? You do not have the right. Matter of fact, you grieve the Holy Spirit when you take an offense. But we have Christians sitting in church. I can't believe he said that about me. Offended. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Flesh. I'm glad I grew up in the old church. Because back then we learned what the flesh was all about, didn't we, Mama? That's all you heard. Crucify the flesh. Put down the flesh. Put to bed the flesh. Kill the flesh. Kill the flesh. We were taught discipline back then. You kill the flesh. Amen. You know what? My mom and dad, when I was little, they didn't believe you had a choice on when you were going to go to church. As a matter of fact, when we had revival back then, when revival would come, revival would last for 2 weeks. Not 2 days. The evangelists would show up for 2 weeks, and they would have it every night of the week for 2 weeks. And mom and dad didn't pick nights. We went all 2 weeks. Come on, somebody. 2 weeks. And we sat there, and we were kids. And you say, well, what about the children? They got to get up and go to school, and we got babies. Well, you know what? We made a lot better grades in school when we were little than they make today. And you know what? My mama put us down on the pew at 10 o'clock and put us to sleep on the pew. Because they prayed for another 2 hours till midnight on a weeknight. Now, don't get all uptight. I felt the air leave the room again. We're not going to do a 2 week revival. That's not what I'm talking about. Some of y'all are starting to clench. 2 weeks. What's he getting me ready for? I'm not saying we're going to have a 2 week revival, but we might. But that's not what this is about. Amen. Here's what I'm saying. I'm glad I grew up in those days. Amen? Because it taught me the discipline that I needed of learning to tell my flesh what I was going to do instead of my flesh telling me what it was going to do. The sickness in today's generation is that we are ruled by the flesh. The flesh says, stay in bed. The flesh says, skip church. The flesh says, don't get involved. The flesh says, don't go on the outreach. The flesh says, don't get out in the street. And we just cave into the flesh. That's what we do. That was unheard of when I was a kid. You put the flesh under your feet and you lived a disciplined life. Come on, amen. It's 12 o'clock and some of y'all looking at me, when's he gonna quit? Put your flesh under your feet. Go ahead, put it under there. We're gonna get done. We're gonna take communion too. Oh, Jesus. Woo! Come on, there comes a day when you gotta reach down and pick yourself up by the neck and say, flesh, get yourself up and get dressed. I'm going to prayer meeting on Tuesday night. And I'm going to seek the Lord. And I'm going to pray for my family. I'm going to pray for my job. I'm going to pray for my church. I'm going to pray for my city. And I'm going to weep and I'm going to cry over my city tonight. Flesh, you're going in. Oh, Jesus. That's a good place to shout. We don't do it. You know why? Because we approach everything so emotionally. We're emotional. And because we're emotional, we stay in confusion and we stay in turmoil and chaos. You know, most people don't stay involved in anything long enough for it to matter. I get resumes for people who want a job here. They work 3 months here, 6 months there, 2 weeks here, 1 year there. They're only 20 years old. They've already had 7 jobs. What? Well, what do you do? Well, I'm good at getting jobs. Well, that's obvious. Come on, amen. Relationships are short term. Friendships are short term. It's a sickness in society today. But God's calling us to be committed. Ready or not, here we go. Ready or not, God wants us to do something. Amen. Jesus. I said, Pastor, I get tired. I get worn out. Life is hard. Life is fast. I feel so tired. I feel so angry. I feel like there ain't enough hours in a day. Can I just say this to you? What does feel have to do with anything? Sometimes I don't feel married. It doesn't change the fact I'm married. Come on. Sometimes I don't feel like a parent. Jesse, man, she's in this wonderful expression of life right now. There's a lot of screaming going on. And sometimes I just want to shut the door and go, what am I doing? Remind me again, Lord, what we're doing here. Sometimes I don't feel like daddy. But it doesn't change the fact that I'm daddy. See, we've got to get to a point in our life where we don't go by how we feel. Listen to me. This is key. We go by what we believe. We've spent so much time being an experiential people that we base everything on how we feel instead of on what we believe. And the truth this morning, ladies and gentlemen, is that we've got to live our life by what we believe, not by what we feel. Otherwise, we'll never work the process. And we'll never live the promise. And I we'll go right back to where I started. Change is inevitable. Whether or not that change benefits your life is entirely based on you. Of whether you embrace it or run from it. But either way, change is coming. You're either going to step into your destiny with the Lord, or you're just going to get miserable and depressed. There's no middle ground. It's one of the two. And I say, man, let the promise of God be loosed in your life.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth. Revealing Truth and Ignite Your World Incorporated thanks Joey's Cafe for their underwriting support of this week's broadcast. Joey's Cafe is a family-owned and operated breakfast, lunch, and dinner experience specializing in affordable home-cooked meals. Joey's Cafe is located at 6650 South Highway 1, St. Lucie Square Plaza, a mile and a half north of Prima Vista Boulevard. Golden Rule Academy, K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and, of course, sports programs including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597. Christian Women's Fellowship meets the first Saturday of every month for a wonderful time of fellowship, prayer, worship, and sharing. This interdenominational meeting is attended by ladies representing 30 different churches. Come join us for a wonderful breakfast every first Saturday of the month at 9 a.m. in the Truth Church Cafe located at 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. Again, located at 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. Please call ahead and RSVP at 772-464-7012. And that number again is 772-464-7012.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Dr. Michael Youssef.
When you look at the average family calendar, it is overwhelming. It really is. But here's the problem. Without a healthy conversation, there can be no healthy marriage.
Learn more on the next Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef.
Heard Monday through Friday at 9:30 a.m. on WCNO, the Good News Station.